Today's scripture reading is from Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 1 to 12.
今天我们读经的经文是传道书第9章1至12节。
We will read this responsively, first in English, then in Chinese.
我们会用英文读出，然后是用中文。
Verse 1. But all this I laid to heart, examining it all, the righteous and the wise and their deeds. Are in the hands of God. Whether it is love or hate, man does not know. Both are before him.
Same for all, since the same event happens to the righteous and the wicked, the good and the evil, the clean and unclean, to him who sacrifices and sacrifices. As the fruit of one is, so is the sinner, and he who swears.
This is an evil in all that is done under the sun, that the same event happens to all. Also, the hearts of the children of men are full of evil, and madness is in their hearts while they live. And after that, they go to the dead. For the living know that they will die, but the dead know nothing, and they have no reward, no more reward. For the memory of them is forgotten. Go, eat your bread with joy and drink your wine with a merry heart, and for God has already approved what you do. Enjoy life with the wife whom you love. All the days of your vain life that he has given you under the sun, because that is your portion in life and in your toil at which you toil under the sun. Again, I saw that under the sun, the race is not to the swift. Nor the battle to the strong, nor the bread to the wise, nor riches to the intelligent, nor favor to those with knowledge. But time and chance happens to them all.
第9章1至12节，我将这一切事放在心上，详细考究，就知道义人和智慧人，并他们的作为，都在神的手中，或是爱，或是恨，都在他们的面前，人不能知道。 在日光之下所行的一切事上，有一件祸患，就是众人所遭遇的，都是一样，并且世人的心充满了恶，活着的时候心里狂傲，后来就归死人那里去了。 活着的人知道必死，死了的人毫无所知，也不再得赏赐，他们的名无人纪念。你只管去欢欢喜喜喝你的饭，心中快乐喝你的酒。 因为神已经悦立你的作为，在你一生虚空的年日，就是神所赐你在日光之下虚空的年日。 当同你所爱的妻快活度日，因为那是你生前在日光之下劳碌的事上所得的份。我又转念见日光之下，快跑的未必能赢，力战的未必得胜，智慧的未必得粮食，明智的未必得资财，灵巧的未必得喜悦，所临到众人的是在当扶的机会。
May God bless the readers and hearers of His words.
愿神祝福所听嘅同埋所读嘅。
Today's message is given by Reverend Jeffrey Jew. The title is "Horrible Fate, Enjoy What's on Your Plate."
今日我哋经文嘅题目系可怕的命运，享受你所有的。
Church, it's good to be with you once again.
好開心可以嚟到同你哋一齊。
My wife and I, we were walking in here, and my wife mentioned, "Worthy is the Lamb." And she heard the practicing of the song by the worship team. She said, "It's a classic song."
Okay. 周牧師太太嚟到教會當中咧，聽到鄭先彈詩琴嗰時候講首"Worthy the Lamb" 咧，佢就覺得首詩歌係好卡，即係好經典嘅詩歌。
We love that song, so it's great to sing that with you.
周牧師太太都同埋周牧師一齊都好中意首歌，好喜歡唱首歌。
Let's pray.
我哋禱告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this gathering to worship you.
天父，我哋多謝我哋，我哋嚟到度聚集嚟敬拜你。
We pray that you would bless the preaching of your word.
我哋求神祝福我哋自己嘅話。
That your name would be lifted high.
你的名会被高举。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
我哋咁祈祷，奉主耶稣基督圣名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Artificial intelligence (AI) is all the talk now in the news.
人工智慧而家喺新闻当中系一个好热嘅话题。
AI in smartphones, AI in computers, AI maybe replacing jobs.
在人工智慧在手提电话，人工智慧在电脑，同埋人工智慧可以代替好多工作。
There's a lot to be excited about with AI.
在人工智慧当中，我哋觉得可以好多地方觉得好兴奋。
And of course, rightfully so, a lot of concerns.
不过当然，我哋都可以好多关注人工智慧嘅问题。
I think one of the reasons AI has become so big is because we become increasingly aware of our own limitations.
人工智慧之所以咁强大，因为我哋觉得自己越嚟越渺小，越嚟越有限。
So AI is one of the ways that we try to defy death.
人工智慧系尝试去反抗死亡嘅其中一种方法。
To be able to preserve our minds and our conscious beings.
如果我哋能够保存我哋自己嘅思想同埋我哋意识嘅话。
If you don't believe me, look up articles about AI and death, and you'll see a bunch of articles about AI creating opportunities for mourners to reconnect with loved ones who have passed away.
如果你唔相信，你可以喺网上搜寻一下人工智慧去帮助已经死嘅人同埋家人有个重新再个联合一齐嘅文章。
Imagine being able to preserve the consciousness of the smartest, most capable minds in history.
你想象一下，如果人工智慧将世界上最聪明同埋最有能力嗰啲智慧知识保存一切，咁会系点咧
？We do this because we don't want death to have the final say.
我哋咁用人工智慧，因为我哋唔想死亡系决定我哋嘅最后。
Yes, here's the point. Death is actually terrible.
个重点就系死亡系一个好可怕嘅事。
Death is terrible.
死亡系好可怕。
And we often avoid talking about terrible things because, well, just think about how awkward conversations are at funerals.
我哋好时常 避免谈论死亡的事情，你想想在一个人的丧礼里面，我们很尴尬讲一个死亡的事情。
What do you say to someone who just lost their dad?
你说对一些刚刚失去父亲的人会说什么？
Or their child?
或者一些失去子女的人会说什么？
And by the time you've given your condolences and you said your goodbyes and you shed your tears, give it a week, maybe a month, and your brain has already done the task of trying to shove that person's death out of your mind.
当你对那人表示哀悼啊，或者你当同他们一起哭泣之后，或者过了一个礼拜，或者过了一个月，你的脑已经是将那些过去的人死亡的东西在的 脑海中已经不记得了。
As Ernest Becker says in his book The Denial of Death, everything that man does in his symbolic world is an attempt to deny and overcome his grotesque fate.
正如有一个作家是 Ernest Becker, 欧莱斯特贝克尔在他的一本书叫做《否定死亡》那里说，他说人在他的世界当中做一些事情呢，是企图否定和克服这个死亡的奇怪的命运。
But Kohelet, he's our wise commentator, he's our guide through the book of Ecclesiastes, he doesn't avoid death.
但是传道者 Kohelet 就是在传道书里面的作者，即是传道者，他都没有 避免 谈论个死亡的问题。
He's actually mentioned it a couple times already.
他在传道书已经讲过几次了。
In chapter 2, he says that the wise and the foolish both die.
在第二章，传道书第二章，他说聪明的和愚拙的都会死。
In chapter 3, both animals and humans die.
在第三章，他说动物和人都会死。
In chapter 5, he says that we can't bring anything we worked so hard for into our death.
在第五章，他会说，我们辛辛苦苦日日赚回来的，不可以带入去死亡。
We come into this world naked, and we leave the world naked.
我们赤身而来这个世界，我们赤身离开世界。
See, death is this absolutely powerful force, and Kohelet wants us to talk about it.
死亡是一个很绝对大的能力。然后传道者就希望我们会想去讲这件事情。
He wants us to think about it.
他想我们去想的事情。
And he wants us to do that because this book, like Proverbs and Job and some of the Psalms, is a book about wisdom.
他这样说，因为呢，这本书，传道书呢，和箴言，或者是约伯记和诗篇呢，都是一些智慧的文学，智慧的书。
Living wisely means reflecting on death.
有智慧咁嘅生活活着咧，系其实系反思点样反思死亡。
I have a friend who I think is about my age, but he already has his will fully written.
周牧师有一位朋友同佢嘅周牧师年纪差唔多，不过已经将佢嘅遗嘱已经写好咗啦。
He's already laid out who to watch over his kids, and it's not his family because they're not Christians, and he wants his children to be raised in a Christian household.
佢已经安排好去边个去照顾佢仔女。不是他朋友的家人，因为 他朋友的家人不是基督徒，他希望他的子女在一个基督徒的家庭长大。
He said he thinks about it all the time because he has no idea when he's going to go.
因为他朋友说他一直这么想，因为他不知道他何时会死。
And so he's prepared.
所以他已经准备好了。
Who's going to watch his kids?
谁会照顾他的孩子呢？
Where his money and resources will go?
然后他留下的钱和其他资源会去哪里呢？
He's reflected and prepared for his death.
他反思他自己和准备死亡。
My wife and I actually just did this recently as well by choosing our children's godparents.
周牧师和周牧师太太最近都有这样做，他选择过去哪个成为他们的教父，他的小孩子的教父教母。
Friends, we need to think about death and we need to talk about it.
大家，我们应该是思考死亡，同埋我们要谈论下死亡。
So here's my main point. Here's the main takeaway I want you all to have.
这个就是周牧师的重点，就是希望你能够在这次的讲道中得到的收获。
Death is worse than you imagined, but life is better than you believed.
死亡比你想象中更坏，不过生活活着是比你想象中更好。
Death is worse than you imagined, but life.Is better than you believed.
死亡是比你想象中更坏，不过生活活着是比你想象中更好。
We're going to camp out today in chapter 9 because it's just a fitting passage about death, especially from a wisdom perspective.
我们今天讲的第九章里面，刚刚好讲到死亡，其实是一个很适合的讲题， 特別係從同一個智慧嘅角度嚟講。
That first point about death, let's just all get on the same page here about death. It is really terrible.
死亡嘅第一點，我哋可以達成一個共識，就係死亡實在一個太過可怕嘅事情。
It is absolutely horrible.
呢個係絕對可怕嘅事情。
In a medical drama TV show, House, Dr. House once said, "No one dies with dignity. It's always bad, ugly. You can live with dignity. You can't die with it."
在一套醫療電視劇裏邊，叫做《豪斯醫生》House 裏邊嗰個豪斯醫生講咧，冇人係可以有尊嚴咁去死。一個好糟糕、好醜陋嘅事情，你可以去有尊嚴嘅活著，不過你唔可以有尊嚴嘅去死。
Death is literally the cutting off of life.
因為死亡就將生命一切嘅切斷咗。
If you've lived a good life, all of a sudden it's over.
如果你係生活咗比較好嘅，突然間因為死亡，一切嘢都結束啦。
All those good relationships, all your nice accomplishments.
所有你同人間嘅好嘅關係，同埋一啲你好嘅成就。
You could have been working in a really wonderful company.Or you might have been in a really nice romantic relationship, but then with death, it's gone. Death is bad.
你可以喺一間好好嘅公司嗰度翻工，或者你可以有一個好好嘅關係同你太太或者男朋友、女朋友。不過因為死亡，一切已經消失，一切已經過去。
And we often lived in fear because of death.
我哋成日喺生活一個恐懼當中，因為係死亡嘅原因。
You know, I watch a lot of anime, and in anime Bleach, there's this villain whose power is based off of fear, and this is what he says.
喺一套日本嘅動漫片叫做 Bleach， 另外一個名叫做 Thousand Year Blood War， 係叫做死神千年血戰篇裏邊有一個壞人，佢嘅能力咧就係基於佢能夠令到人哋恐懼，佢係以下會咁講。
Every person has objects of safety and objects of fear.When they step into a place of safety and are asked why they feel safe, they give a vague answer like, it just kind of does. However, when they step into a place of fear, even an idiot can provide a clear reason. It's dark. It's cold. It's too high. It's confined. It's painful. It's filthy. It can give you a list of fears. It's all because feelings of safety tie back to life, and feelings of fear tie back to death. Even those who are not able to provide reasons for wanting to live,can provide reasons for not wanting to die. All living things instinctively avoid death. In other words, fear. All those with life live to avoid fear, strengthen themselves to avoid fear. They grow to avoid fear. As long as you're alive, fear will always have an effect.
那個壞人就咁講，佢話每個人都係喺一個要對於有個安全地方或者有個恐懼嘅地方。如果佢去到一個好安全嘅地方咧，佢會，如果你問佢點解你會覺得安全啊，咁佢會講一個好模糊嘅答案係就係咁啦，冇乜嘢啊。不過如果去到一個好恐懼嘅地方，佢會就算一個白痴都會講出一個好明確嘅理由，就係嗰個地方好黑啊，嗰個地方好冷，或者個地方太高，或者個地方好窄，或者個地方好痛苦，或者個地方好垃圾。咁你可以佢俾出好一系列嘅恐懼嘅清單俾你，因為人。所以有啲安全感係同佢嘅生命有關，人對於恐懼感係同死亡有關。即有啲人佢可以唔會俾出一個佢可以生活嘅理由，不過咧佢可以俾出一啲佢可以唔想死嘅理由。即換句話嚟講，恐懼就係人凡人嘅生命一切，因為佢活著就係因為避免恐懼。佢要活得好啲，俾自己強壯啲，都係避免恐懼。佢要長大啲咧，都為咗避免恐懼。只要你係活著咧，你一直會被恐懼去影響你一生。
But here's one of the reasons death is so bad.
呢度其中一個原因，死亡就係咁差。
On one level, it is unjust.
喺一個層面嚟講，死亡係唔公平嘅。
I want you to look at the pairs that Kohelet uses in verse 2.
你睇下，我哋啱啱讀完嗰、那個傳道書第九章，傳道者喺度講第二節裏邊一個一個嘅對比。
The same event happens to the righteous and the wicked, to the good and the evil.
同一件事情會發生喺好人身上，或者邪惡人身上，或者善良人身上，或者壞人嘅身上。
The clean and the unclean.
一啲洁净人嘅身上或者唔洁净人身上。
The one who sacrifices and the one who doesn't sacrifice.
有啲系献祭嘅，有啲系唔献祭嘅。
The good one and the sinner.
好人同埋罪人。
The one who swears an oath and the one who shuns it.
有啲系发誓嘅，有啲系逃避发誓嘅。
Some people say death is the great equalizer, but what exactly is so equal about this?
有人讲死亡系一个可平衡大家嘅事情，不过有咩咁平等呢？死亡。
The fact that both the righteous and the wicked die?
因为好人同埋坏人都会死吗？唔通？
It is so jarring for Kohelet that he says man doesn't know whether God loves him or hates him.
咁对于传道者嚟讲，佢就觉得。咁嚟讲，就人就唔知道神系爱佢啊，或者恨佢哋啦。
It's so unjust that it seems like God doesn't care about morality at all.
呢个就太唔公义、太唔公平啦。咁样睇嚟讲，神就一啲系唔顾道德嘅一个神啦。
If you're a student, think about your grades.
如果你系学生，你睇下你嘅成绩单。
Imagine you were the student who put in all the work.You studied every night. You crushed it on every homework assignment, and then you had a friend who did the complete opposite.
如果你睇下你，如果系你自己一个系成日做工嘅，做工诶作业嘅，做功课嘅，你每晚都会做温习，而且你诶喺个家庭作业都做得好好，但系另外一个你嘅朋友系完全相反嘅。
Did no work.
唔做任何功课。
Never studied.
唔去学习。
Didn't turn in a single assignment.
唔交任何一份作业。
And the professor at the end says, "You both fail."
最后嗰个教授会讲，你哋两个都肥佬啦。
Your friend probably deserved that, but you?
你个朋友，因为你个朋友乜嘢都冇做，可能觉得，诶，佢应该啦，因为佢冇做嘢。但系我做咗咁多嘢，咁点解咧
？That's just not fair.
呢个真系唔公平啦。
Think about your mother or grandmother who hasn't done anything egregiously wrong.
想下你妈妈或者你阿嫲或者阿婆，佢哋冇做咩错事啊
？Who's lived a good life, caring for your father or your grandfather and raising a family？
佢系过得一个比较好嘅生活，佢照顾你爸爸、你阿公或者阿爷，而且仲有养家糊口。
Think about the criminal who gets away with murder。
仲有一啲谋杀案嗰啲逍遥法外嘅罪犯、逍遥法外嘅罪犯。
Who has literally taken away another life？
佢真系将一个人生命带走咗。
And the fact that both of these people end up dying?
事实上，呢啲两种人其实都会死。
The point is this, there is something absolutely unjust about death.
呢个一个重点就是喺死亡是一个系有啲绝对嘅唔公平。
This whole, well, everyone is just going to die thing, as if it's just some throwaway, unemotional fact of life, is actually not biblical.
我哋咁睇，即係人都會死，就好似生活中我哋用完啲用完積氣嘅嘢，用我哋抌咗都唔覺得有咩關係，唔會覺得有咩傷心。其實上呢個係唔合乎聖經嘅。
Kohelet is angry。
傳道者好嬲。
Verse 3 he says, "This is an evil in all that is done under the sun."
喺第三節佢講，日光之下所行的一切都是惡事。
And part of the unjustness and terribleness of death is that living people forget dead people.
另外一个死亡是不公平的，因为我们活着的人就会忘记了已经死去的人。
Kohela says that people actually start to lose consciousness of those who are dead.
他传道者这么说，实际上我们已经失去忘记了对于已死的人的意识了。
He says in verse 5, and they have no more reward for the memory of them is forgotten.
好似我哋所读嘅第五节讲话，活着的人知道必死，死了的人毫无所知，再也得不到赏赐，他们的名无人纪念。
You might live such an amazing life. You lead all these causes to help others in need. You've loved and cared for so many people in your life, and then one day, people will just forget you.
你可以自己过得一个好好嘅生活，或者你帮助好多人。有需要的人或者在生活中你爱和关心很多人，但有一天人家都会忘记你。
One of my mentors, he's older than me, so he's thinking about people who come to mind when he's naming movie action stars, and he thought of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
有周牧师一位导师，他的那位导师比他年纪大，他想的一个问题就是一些动作片的明星会想到什么呢？他说他会想到阿诺舒华辛力加。
And he asked his kids who they thought of, and they were like Dwayne Johnson.
他問他的導師，他自己的小孩問，你會想到動作明星會想到什麼？他會想到杜恩強生。
And he was like The Rock.
他的花名叫做磐石。
And his kids were like Who?
那他的小孩問，阿諾舒華辛尼加誰來的？
And his kids, he asked his kids, do you even know who Arnold Schwarzenegger is?
他問他的小孩，知不知道誰是阿諾舒華辛尼加？
And they said, who?
他就問誰？
You see, if people can forget someone who's living so easily, imagine how easy it would be to forget someone who's dead.
我們很容易忘記一些東西，就算是還生存的人，他都很容易忘記，甚至一些已經過世的人呢。
All this to show that death is a great reminder that we are Hebel.
这个是表明了死亡是提醒我们大家，我们都是空气，一个呼吸咁样。
Hebel is that Hebrew word, that wonderfully repeated word throughout the book of Ecclesiastes, meaningless, vapor, wind, breath.
在传道书有个字重复到初次的，就是虚空的，无意义的，蒸气啊，风啊，同埋呼吸。
Our lives are vapor.
我们的生命好像一个蒸气咁样。
Death eventually robs us of people's memories of us and our memories of others.
死亡是终于将我们对人的记忆带走，而且人对我们的记忆都会带走咗。
Friends, I want to ask, are you angry about death?
问下大家，你系咪对于死亡系好嬲、好愤怒呢？
When someone dies, do you just brush it off as a natural progression of life, or does it bother you?
如果当人死去的时候，你会觉得死去是一个好自然的进程啊，或者你唔理啊，或者你觉得呢个系好困扰你嘅事情咧？
Here, Kohelet's anger and even sadness at death is one of the steps that we need to take if we are to live a life of wisdom.
如果我哋想要过一个有智慧生活嘅话，传道者说，传道咁，传道者咁讲，我要对死亡咧要个愤怒，同埋要采取一啲步骤。
Is when you start thinking about death in this way, you actually start thinking about life differently. And we'll talk about that in a little bit.
如果你对于死亡是有咁嘅想法嘅话，我哋应该对于生活系有另外一个思考嘅想法。
Death is unjust because it's inevitable, and it seems like in our lives, whether we live righteously or wickedly, it seems like it doesn't matter. Death is the horrible common fate to all.
死亡是不公平、不公義的，因為這個是無可避免，每個人都死亡。而且對於我們生活來講，我們是正義的生活也好，我們活得好，或者活得邪惡，都是沒有關係，因為死人和活人都是同一個命運的。
But death is also worse than you could possibly imagine because you just don't know when you're going to die.
另一個死亡是一個很糟糕、很壞的事情，因為你不知道會自己何時死。
It's unpredictable.
是不可預測的。
I want to read verses 11 to 12 again for you.
我们会再读第十一、十二节一次。
Again, I saw that under the sun the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to the intelligent, nor favor to those with knowledge, but time and chance happen to them all. For man does not know his time. Like fish that are taken in an evil net, and like birds that are caught in a snare, so the children of man are snared in an evil time when it suddenly falls upon them.
第九章第十一节，我又转念见日光之下，快饱的未必能赢，力战的未必得胜，智慧的未必得知才，灵巧的未必得喜悦，所临到众人的是在乎当时的机会。十二节，原来人也不知道自己的定期，预备恶网圈住，鸟被网罗捉住，祸患忽然临到的时候，世人陷在其中，也是如此。
Are you going to die a natural death in bed?
你会在自己床那里很自然地死了呢?
Will you have a debilitating disease?
或者你有件恶病缠身，即是患病很久的事情呢?
If you want to be married, will you have already been married?
如果你是想结婚或者你已经结婚呢?
How many years left with your spouse?
你和你自己配偶可以在一起有多久呢?
Will you be working your dream job?
你会不会在一个理想的工作上呢?
Will you even make it home today?
今天你会不会很安全地回到家呢?
See, at the RUF winter conference this past year, I tore my ACL on my first trip skiing down the slopes.
去年喺 RUF 就係 Reform University Fellowship 係周牧師所侍奉一個冬季嘅議會上，佢第一次滑雪時咧就撕裂咗嘅十字韌帶。
I was trying to stop and I flew in the air and I landed and I felt a pop in my knee and I couldn't bear any weight on it and it was really, really painful.
因為周牧師滑雪時想停落嚟，不過唔得，點知飛起又再跌翻落嚟，一跌落嗰陣時，膝頭哥嘅好痛，一陣好痛，係冇辦法承受，佢真係好痛苦。
I remember calling my wife and having her come and get me, and she was so worried when she got that phone call. And afterwards, she was like, "I'm really glad that you didn't die."
佢又打電話俾佢太太，叫佢嚟接佢。咁我當佢太太接到佢嘅周牧師嘅電話時咧，十分好擔心。後來咧，周牧師太太話：，咦，你仲未死得咩？
No, so she wasn't being morbid. You see, people actually die from skiing.
周牧師太太唔係一個病態嘅，不過咧，實際嚟上咧係有人因為滑雪會死咗。
And after she said that, I started thinking about what would have happened if I had died.
周牧師太太講完之後咧，周牧師就會諗啊，如果周牧師真係死咗會點咧？
A wife without a husband.
咁又係一個妻子冇咗丈夫啦。
Two children without a father.
兩個細路冇咗父親啦。
A mother and father without a son.
然後佢父母，即係佢爸爸媽媽冇咗仔啦。
Siblings who lose their brother.
佢嘅兄弟姊妹失去咗周牧師啦。
I started to think about all the things I would have missed out on, like seeing my son get his black belt in Taekwondo, or maybe one day walking my daughter down the aisle.
咁周牧師開始思想啦，如果佢死咗，佢會錯過咩事情咧？好似佢睇唔到佢嘅仔得到跆拳道嘅黑帶，或者佢唔可以陪佢個女走上佢嘅結婚嗰個道路上。
See, death is inevitable, it is unjust, and it is unpredictable.
所以死亡有三點，係唔可以避免，係一個唔公義，同埋唔可以預測嘅。
But you're all here, you're still here, and what does Kohelet say about life?
我哋個個都生勾勾喺度，都係生存緊啦。不過傳道者會對於呢個有咩講法呢？
He says, and this is my second point, that life is better than you believed.
然後佢第二點，那個傳道者話活著，即係生命活著，係比你想象中更好。
He doesn't use those exact words, but he does say, he who is joined to the living has hope, for a living dog is better than a dead lion.
他不是用剛才那些實際的字眼，但是他有說過，與生者結合的人有希望，因為活著的狗比死了的獅子更強。
You can notice the sarcasm here.
你可以聽到好像很諷刺那樣。
And dogs in ancient culture were not the lovable animals that they are today.
在古代文化，狗不是一個好而家咁可愛嘅一個動物。
They were considered trash.
狗是被認為好似垃圾咁樣。And
lions were these regal, powerful creatures.
又獅子是一個好高貴、好強壯嘅動物。Kohelet
is saying it's better to be living trash than dead royalty.
傳道者就咁講啦，如果好做一個活著嘅好嘅垃圾，好過做一個死咗嘅一個皇室嘅成員。He
might be saying it sarcastically, but he's saying it with realistic truthfulness.
佢講得好似好諷刺，不過呢個係好真實嘅。Kohelet
also says at least the living have knowledge that they will die.
仲有傳道者咁話，最少活著嘅人知道佢哋會死。You
might be asking why is that good?
咁你問知道自己會死有咩好處啊？
Wouldn't it be better to not know that you're going to die?
如果唔係更加好，如果我唔知道自己會死，唔係更加好嗎？
See, the more you live, the more you'll be afraid of dying. So why even try to live a full and satisfying life?
因為你越生活得長久，你越會害怕死亡。咁你點解會要試去點解去活得一個充實嘅生活咧？
But here's what Kohelet wants us to see about life.
然後。 傳道者會想我哋認識我哋關於生活嘅事嘢。
You can have hope, no matter how small or meaningless you think your life is.
因為生命活著係你哋可以有期望、有盼望，就算你嘅生活係幾渺小、幾冇意義嘅話。
See, Kohelet here gives room for the advantages of hope and consciousness.
因為傳道者係俾一個空間，我哋可以有一個希望嘅空間。
You can try to plan.
你可以計劃，可以有計劃嘅。
You can at least try to avoid death.
或者你可以計劃去避免佢嘅。
You can even fight death with all the medical advances and technology that we have today.
或者你借用今日嘅醫學嘅進步啊，同埋技術去與同嘅死亡去鬥爭。
In the movie Everything Everywhere All at Once, there was this conversation that really spoke to this idea of our limited lives.
在一个一套电影叫做《马的多重宇宙》，这个台湾的译法，然后香港译法叫做奇异旅侠挽救宇宙，即是杨紫琼那套。
Here, all we get are a few specks of time where any of this actually makes sense.
咁喺度當中咧，楊子敬講咗句對於生命有限嘅想法，就係我哋喺依度只係得到好少時間。
And the response to that was, then I will cherish these few specks of time.
然後楊子敬就回答係，我會珍惜每一點點嘅小時間。
Which leads perfectly into Kohelet's whole discourse on enjoying life.
依度引出就係傳道者佢講點樣去享受整個生活。
Verses 7 to 10, eat your bread with joy. Drink your wine with a merry heart. Let your garments be white. Let not oil be lacking on your head. Those phrases, by the way, signify joy and celebration. Enjoy life with the wife whom you love.
好像第七節和八節那話，你只管去歡歡喜喜吃你的飯，心裡快樂喝你的酒，因為神已經預立你的作為。你的衣服常潔白，你頭上也不缺少高油，这个就其实就是你怎样去享受你的生活，神已经给了你了。
Enjoy life, he says.
享受你的生活。
God has given you these things, these people, they're yours.
这些神已经给了你了。
So enjoy them.
所以享受啊。
You know, I hear a lot that Christianity is just a list of do's and don'ts.
我听到基督教很多都是讲一些可以做的和一些不可以做的清单。
Now Christianity is not just that, but when's the last time you heard this command?
由基督教唔單止係咁，其實你有冇最近要聽到就係叫你享受依個命令咧？
Enjoy, like really enjoy the things that God has given you. This is a biblical command.
要真正享受神俾你嘅一切，依個係聖經嘅命令。
But what if your life isn't all that great?
如果你生活唔係比較困難嘅話，唔係咁好咧？
What if you don't have bread or wine or you don't have nice garments to celebrate?
如果你冇敢於肉食啊，冇亦都唔可以可以有漂亮嘅衫啊，咁點咧？
One poet he writes this.
有一個詩人佢咁寫。
An agnostic compared himself to his dog. The dog barks and plays, has all he wants to eat. He never works and has no trouble in business. In a little while he dies, and that is all. I work with all my strength and have no time to play. I have trouble every day. In a little while, I will die. I wish I had been my dog.
那位詩人講，佢話一個有不可知論嘅人，佢將自己同一隻狗比較。狗又識嗌啊，又會食好多嘢啊。狗亦都唔使做嘢，亦唔使怕生意遇到咩麻煩。不過過咗一陣，狗就會死咗，就係咁。咁我都係喎，我係好搏命去做嘢，我都冇時間玩，我每日都有好多煩惱。不過又係過咗一陣，我都係會死。咁我希望我好似一隻狗咁咯。
Maybe this poet is right。
我呢個詩人可能講得啱㗎。
Might be better to be a dog。
如果或者真係做一隻狗好過做人啊。
Or might be better to be Kohelet。
或者更好的是做一个传道者，咁或者更加好啦。
It seems like Kohelet is speaking from a place of privilege here。
然后传道者是一个很有特权的地方，特权的人讲的说话。
He's got many wives, he's got lots of food, he's got wisdom, he's got wealth, he's the ultimate Instagram influencer.
然后传道者就是所罗门王啦，他有很多三妻四妾啦，他有锦衣玉食，亦都有智慧，有财富，他仲可能是当时来讲是社交媒体一些 KOL， 即是影响人的嘢。
But here's what he's trying to say. At least if you're alive, you actually have something, a portion in life.
如果你是活着的话，其实你可以有一部分的东西，在生命中有一部分的东西。
In death, you can't work, you can't think, you can't know stuff, you can't grow in wisdom.
如果你死了的话，你不用做工，你都不会思考什么，你不用知道任何事情，你都不会有什么智慧。
Life, no matter how tough or terrible as it might be, is better than you believe because, at the very least, you still exist and you're not dead.
因为活着是无论你生活多少困难、多少挫折，其实都是要比你想象更好，因为至少你还是存在，你没死到。
You still get to experience humanity.
你想去体验人生、体验人性。
You get to have hope.
你可以有希望。
There is still opportunity and a chance for your life to get better.
你还有机会，这些机会可能会变得更好的。
Here's Kohelet's point, and remember, this is a book on wisdom. If death is coming, live your life to the fullest.
这个传道者的一个观点就是记住，这本是一个智慧书，传道书的智慧书。如果你死亡即将来到的话，要尽情享受你的生活。
I want to ask, are you enjoying life and working hard?
我想问你们，你是没有享受生活和努，有没有同时享受生活和努力工作呢？
Notice I said two things that seem to be contradictory in our culture.
我们请留心一下，刚才讲的享受你生活和努力工作，在我们的文化上是一个矛盾来的。
Enjoying life and working hard.
享受生活，努力工作。
Right, work sucks, studying is annoying, and all these things take away from my ability to enjoy life.
做事是很烦，很扰教，学习都是很烦人的。不过这些事情，即是做事和学习，都可以剥夺了我生活的能力。
But what if you saw these things as gifts from God?
但是如果你转一个观点的角度来讲，如果是做事和享受生活，这些两件事情都是神一个礼物来的呢？
The fact that you have a job to provide for your means.
因为如果你有工作，你可以养活啦，糊口啦。
The fact that you have the ability to go to school and take courses.
因为如果你可以有能力可以去学校的话，你可以去修一些课程咁咯。
The fact that you have a community here at Covenant of Grace Church and you have family and friends.
就好像我哋喺一个音乐堂里边一个社区里边，我哋有家人有朋友。
Kohelet is saying, don't take these things for granted. If you think deep enough, you'll realize how thankful you actually should be.
传道者就咁讲。你不要将这事情觉得理所当然，如果你思考够深的，你会觉得这些事情是我们要几感恩的呢？
And maybe, just maybe, that might change your perspective on actually enjoying every single bite of your lunch.
如果你这样想的话，或者当你是在晏昼吃一啖饭的时候，你会改变你的想法。
Or spending less time at work and more time with your family.
或者你会花少啲时间喺工作上，用多啲时间同你家人一齐。
Or maybe it's the other way around. I don't know. Wisdom will tell you what to do.
或者系相反啦，不过我周牧师唔知道啦。智慧会话俾你听点样做。
Live life to the fullest because you only got one life, and this is what God has given to you.
你要尽情享受你嘅人生生命，因为依家只有一次嘅生命系只有一次，系仲系神俾你嘅。
Now, if death is so terrible and life is to be enjoyed, why does Kohelet say earlier in chapter 4 that the dead are more fortunate than the living?
如果死亡是这么可怕，然后生命是这么可以享受的，为什么传道者在第四章里面说死的比生的更幸运呢？
Because in that passage, death in some twisted way allows you to escape the oppression and injustice in this world.
因为在第四章里面讲到死亡是用一种很扭曲的方法让你可以逃避这个世界的压迫和逃避世界的不公义。
But to escape injustice in this world through this unjust phenomenon of death doesn't seem right.
不过用一个不公义的方法死亡去逃避世界的不公义，这个好像一个不是很对的想法。
Because here's the thing, you may have escaped this world, but you've also left everyone you've ever committed an unjust act against.
因为你真的，如果你自己选择死亡，你可以逃避这个世界压迫，但是你都可以离开所有曾经犯下不公义的行为的人。
Kohelet hints at this when he says in verse 6 that we have hate and envy.
在传道者在第六章，传道书里第六章都讲，我们生活当中有仇恨和嫉妒。
I don't need to tell you the destruction that hate and envy cause. Just look at your social media feeds and the comments section. Or actually, don't do that. But at some point, you've directed those harmful emotions towards someone else, even if they were just thoughts.
我唔使同你讲多讲仇恨同埋嫉妒会造成咩破坏。你可以睇下好多社交媒体啊，tweet 啊，佢里边好多人嘅留言啊，或者个提示嘅部分，或者你唔使去睇啦。我唔即系知道呢啲事情已经系影响每个人嘅情绪啦。
Just think about how often you use the phrase "those people."
你谂下，你喺个脑谂啊，嗰啲人。
I would never act like that.
我周牧师系唔会咁做嘅。
See, in Christianity, that is the seed of sin.
喺基督教里边，呢种系一个罪恶嘅种子。
This is why Kohelet says the hearts of the children of men are full of evil.
呢个就系点解传道者讲，并且世人的心充满了恶。
And when you die, you might escape the injustice of this world temporarily, but the Bible actually talks about a final judgment for the living and the dead.
当你死咗嘅时候，你可以暂时脱离呢个世界唔公义啊。不过圣经实际上讲到咧，就系对生嘅同埋死嘅一个最后审判。
Every single evil thought, word, and deed will be brought to light by God.
每一个你想过嘅邪恶嘅念头啊。讲的说话和都会在带到给神面前揭露出来了。
But here's what Jesus came to do.
这个耶稣基督要来所做的事情。
He came to bring the judgment for those sins on himself at the cross.
他将所有的自己人的罪带到他自己身上，就在十字架上面。
See, death was actually so terrible and unjust for Jesus because Jesus is the only perfect human who died.
死亡真係一個好唔公平嘅事情，因為點解耶穌要死亡？因為耶穌係唯一一個係完美嘅人。
When Kohelet lists out his pairs in verse 2, I know we immediately think of people we can categorize.
當即係我哋啱啱睇完第二節嘅傳道者九章二節講到佢將一對一對一對咁對比嘅時候，我可以即刻諗到將每兩種人分為兩類。
But what we should be seeing is that Jesus is the righteous.He is the good, he is the clean, and the one who sacrifices himself, the one who keeps his word all the way to the cross, and that we are the wicked, the evil, the unclean. And the death of Jesus was truly unfair because Jesus died for things that he did not commit.
咁我哋可以分成两类，就系第一类就耶稣基督系公义嘅、良善嘅、洁净嘅。他犧牲自己，信守一世的承諾，直到十字架那成就了。用第二類就是我們邪惡的。耶穌的死其實真的不公平，耶穌是為了他沒有犯過的事情而死。
Jesus died for his bride, the unlovely people of God.
耶穌是為了他的新娘，即是教會而死，然後這些教會就是神所不喜愛的、不可愛的子民。
But here's a remarkable thing. In dying, Jesus actually defeated death.
不过我哋要值得注意嘅事情，耶稣藉着死亡战胜咗死亡，佢得胜咗。
He won.
佢得胜。
This is why Paul was able to say in 1 Corinthians 15, "Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where's your victory? O death, where is your sting?"
咁就好似保罗喺哥林多前书第十五章四十五四五十四十五54-55嗰度讲就系死被得胜吞灭的话就应验死啊你的胜的权势在哪里死啊你独勾在哪里耶稣战胜死亡赐给我们生命。
In defeating death, Jesus gives us life.
耶稣去战胜死亡之后咧就赐给我哋嘅生命。
He himself tells us, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly."
亦都喺约翰福音第十章十节佢话。耶稣来，我来了。耶稣佢讲，我来了系叫羊或者人得生命，并且得更丰盛。
What does it mean to have life?
拥有生命系咩意思呢
？Ernest Becker argues in his book, which I referenced earlier, that life is about trying to transcend death, right, by giving yourself significance and meaning, creating what he calls a symbolic self.
就好似呢位作者 Ernest Becker。奧萊斯特貝克爾，佢之前我哋提過嗰首Deny Death 嗰個書裏提過，佢認為人嘅生命咧就係試圖去超越死亡，又透過自己一啲自己重要嘅意識 去創造咗自己一個形象。
He says that we try to create illusions of significance.
佢係嘗試做一個好似幻覺嘅，係好似好重要嘅幻覺。
We try to make ourselves the heroes of our own stories.
佢可以創造自己好似一個英雄嘅形象。
But if death is the end, why does morality even matter?
如果死亡係最終嘅，點解我哋仲會讓我哋生活變得更有意義咧？
If you're going to die anyway, why choose to do good?
如果我们是最后都要死的，为什么我们还要生活呢？
But Jesus talks about life using this wonderful word, eternal.
不过耶稣用一个很美好的字来形容生活的，就是永恒。
Eternal life.
永生。
This verse in the Gospel of John always gets me. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life.Now, it's present tense.
在《约翰福音》第十章里面讲过，信子的人就永生，信子的人是现在式。
Later on, John 17, Jesus says that eternal life is knowing God and knowing Jesus Christ who is sent by the Father. That is eternal life.
然后在《约翰福音》第17章里面，17章第3节，他说，认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督就是永生。
See, life is about relationship with God.
生命是跟神有关系。
Many of you have iPhones.
你们中间有很多人有
I don't.
iPhone. 周牧师没有。
I'm an Android guy.
周牧师用的是一个安卓型的手机。
Well, the iPhone is an amazing piece of technology.
苹果 iPhone 是一个很令人惊叹的技术。
You got camera, internet, social media, wallet, friendship, and community all in one device.
那個蘋果手機有相機啦，可以上網啦，可以有社交媒體啦，還可以用它整個手機去付錢，一個銀包，還可以有社區，有朋友。
But imagine if you were able to meet Steve Jobs and you really got to know him, like have a personal relationship with him.
如果你想像下，你可以同蘋果個創辦其中一個創辦人史提夫喬斯，如果同佢認識佢，你話建立一個關係，話會點樣咧？
You might be like, I don't care about that.But what if the relationship actually came with knowing everything about how he created the iPhone, and you also got that knowledge, but you also had complete access to the Apple Kingdom?
如果你同乔布斯有咁嘅关系嘅，其实你可以了解佢点样去创造嗰个苹果手机，同埋你可以知道好多呢个苹果手机知识，同埋你可以入到佢嗰个苹果嘅王国里边。
See, that would be amazing, but then here's the thing.
这是一个很好的事情。
That kind of access comes with responsibility.
你可以对同乔布斯有这样的关系，其实都要有一些责任的。
You now need to care, or at least you should care, about all the people that own Apple products.
你最少要关心，或者你最少应该关心拥有苹果产品的人。
You see, if you're in right relationship with God, then you'll care about your relationships with those whom God has created.
如果你跟神有一个正确关系，你是会有跟其他人会关心与其他人有个正确的关系。
Your neighbor.
你的邻居啦。
Your fellow students.
你的同学啦。
Your church.
你的教会啦。
Your coworkers.
你的同事啦。
Your boss.
你的老板。
Your family.
你的家人。
Your friends.
和你的朋友。
The person sitting by themselves in the cafeteria.
或者你关心到一个自己单身在一个饭。一个餐厅里食嘢嘅人
，the person crying from a breakup，
或者一个啱喊紧，因为佢同男朋友女朋友分开嘅人
，the professor who's going through a divorce but can't afford counseling and he takes out his emotions on his students，
有个教授佢将要离婚啦，不过佢冇能力去支付啲费用嘅时候咧，佢将佢情绪发泄喺个学生身上
，the friend who's on a complete opposite end of the spectrum politically。
或者對於一些跟你在政治見解完全不 相同的朋友身上
The homeless
或者對那些無家可歸的人
The poor
那些窮人
The outcast
那些被遺棄的人
The marginalized
被邊緣化的人
The people in your church who are struggling with a disease like cancer
或者在我們教會當中是掙扎著 有癌症的人
See, loving these people is how you honor the one who savedYou from death.
是爱，刚才我们讲上述的人，其实是我们将荣耀归到是拯救我们的人，那个位。
But, But loving them is also how you point them to the one who gives eternal life, who can save them from death.
爱呢啲人咧，唔单止系爱佢哋，仲要引导佢哋去赐到去永生，能够将永生赐俾我哋嘅嗰一位。
Instead of trying to make ourselves a hero of our stories, we look to the true hero of the world, to Jesus Christ, who died so that you could live.
我哋好多时候将我哋可以将自己变成一个英雄，其实我哋唔系，我哋应该将耶稣基督成为我哋真正嘅英雄。
What does this mean for you?
呢个对于你系有咩意思咧？
If you follow Jesus, the great hero of the Bible, of the Christian faith, if you believe that he has died and risen again for you, if you've enjoyed the benefits of salvation, then in this life, you can actually enjoy life.
如果你跟随耶稣，圣经中所讲的耶稣，同埋基督教的信仰这位大英雄，你会相信自己他是为你而死而复活，你会可以享受这个救恩的好处，同埋这个享受这个真正在生命中的一世。
You can work hard to share the good news of Jesus Christ.
你可努力分享耶稣基督嘅福音。
You can work hard to bring other people joy.
你努力为别人带来喜乐。
Because death is not the end for you.
因为死亡对于嚟讲唔系终结啦。
We say this during communion in church. Christ has died. Christ has risen. Christ will come again.
我哋喺教会受领餐受圣餐嘅时候，我哋会咁讲：基督已经死咗，基督已经复活，基督会再来。
We enjoy the true bread and wine, the body and the blood that has been sacrificed for you.
我哋会享受神嘅身体为我哋舍嘅身体，同埋为我哋流嘅宝血。
Do you believe that?
你信吗
？And if you do believe that, then live in light of the terribleness of death.And the joy of eternal life in Christ Jesus.
如果你真係相信嘅話，我哋就係活咗一個可怕嘅當中，而且耶穌基督唔係活咗一個可怕當中，我哋喺耶穌基督裏邊享受永生嘅喜樂。
Let's pray.
我哋禱告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我哋感謝你嘅話語。
It is living and active and sharper than a double-edged sword.
因为你的活着是带领我们。
We thank you for bringing us hard truths.
多谢你将一半的真理带给我们。
We thank you for conquering death.
多谢神你可以战胜死亡。
Help us to live in that good news.
帮助我们活着。
And to work hard to share that with others.
就努力分享神你自己的福音。
Help us to enjoy the things that you have given to us.
帮助我们怎么享受神所给我们的一切。
But most of all, to enjoy you, the author and perfecter of our faith.
最重要就是享受耶稣基督。
Pray all these things in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.